News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The government is drawing up plans to discourage one-off housing developments, including potential new taxes on developers building in rural areas. Conor Skeehan, Sunday Independent columnist. Is this a good idea?
Well, it's very important to see it's part of a bigger picture. It's part of a bigger picture to try to improve transport patterns in the country. So let's not get sucked into the trap of just making it a one-issue discussion. However, the idea of treating people who live in the country differently to people who live in the rest, in urban areas in particular, is a very fraught subject. Rural areas in Ireland generally have some of the lowest income groups in the country, and by doing that, you're immediately creating a financial poverty for the people, poverty trap for people.
Have we lost you? I think we have lost Conor. Just while we're waiting for Conor to be reconnected, huge reaction to the item we did earlier on about the sharp rise in the number of kids accessing accessing porn and so on phones, but also worse, self-generated images on that. I'll just give you one quick text on that. Kids with phones, I suggest you can buy your phone, but you must present yourself to a Garda station with a passport to get your SIM. I don't know how that would make a huge difference. I think we have Conor back. Conor, sorry, you were making the point about poverty in rural areas. I suppose the question would be, should you be allowed to build anywhere if that is the case then?
Again, that's a reductio ad absurdum, Shane, as you well know. The reality is we have a very sophisticated planning system in Ireland, and the kinds of alarmism of saying anybody building anywhere or people building groups of houses out in the countryside, they're talking about something that used to happen 20, 25, 30 years ago.
Yeah. There's still a lot of one-off houses, though, isn't there?
People live in the countryside. Settlement in the countryside is a completely normal thing. We've managed to persuade us as in Ireland there's something wrong with it. As I used to, with my students in planning, take them to every rural area, everywhere in Europe, and watch the fact that there is rural settlement everywhere. It's one of the things people do. There are certainly different costs associated with it. There are certainly different issues associated with it, but it's a completely normal thing to do, to live in the countryside.
It is. I suppose the difference between here and, say, Britain is you don't see the kind of ribbon developments that we have in Britain.
I used to take my students and stand in the outskirts of a little village in Cornwall and get them to admire the completely unbuilt upon landscape stretching to the horizon. And the students would inevitably fall into the trap of saying what a wonderful planning system it is, until I would point out to them everything they're looking at is owned by the Prince of Wales. It's the Duchy of Cornwall. Land use patterns of ownership are far more to do with patterns of where housing are in the countryside and in other nations. In Europe.
Yeah, but planning plays a better role. They are stricter in other countries about one-off housing, which I suppose begs the question.
Again, Shane, you know, that has to be challenged. Travel through areas that have similar cultural backgrounds, like most of Spain, France, areas where people live in smaller farms. There are houses in the countryside in all of those places. The main places where there are not housing in the countryside are places that are formerly huge land ownership patterns based on wheat in the north of Germany, in the north of France, and in parts of Britain. Right. So very important to stab that lie before it goes too much
further. Well, sorry, you say a lie, but I mean, I don't think there is any other country in Europe that has the same level of one-off housing. I mean, like, up until recently,
when was the last time you were in northern Spain? When was the last time you were in rural Italy?
Well, I mean, I'm not sure what the relevance of that question. I'm not sure the odd holiday to Spain or Italy establishes the point. 50% of houses in Ireland up until relatively recently were one-off houses. That doesn't happen in any other country in Europe.
That is not true. The vast majority of people in Ireland live in urban areas and near urban areas. One of the most striking features of the last census is the extent to which the population is migrating toward built-up areas.
Mm. What about the idea of allowing for estates in rural areas? I mean, and this legislation would seem to discourage that. What's your take on that?
It is bolting a stable door long after a horse is gone. The reality is that the planning system in Ireland not just prevents building housing estates out in the countryside, but is even strictly controlling the extent to which they can be built at the edge of built-up areas by using of sequential development to make sure that the land that's close to the centre is developed first, and that's as furthest from the centre, even though it's zoned, is built second.
So what are you saying, Conor? Are you saying that we should go back to allowing people to build in the countryside more? Are you
saying just where we started at the beginning, there is a very comprehensive new piece of joined-up government thinking about examining the sources of journeys, the demand for journeys, and it's trying to make a whole-of-government response that includes things to do with land use planning, things to do with taxation, things to do with transportation policy and public transportation policy. And taking this one item out in isolation is unhelpful. That said, the idea of using taxation to negatively discriminate against people who want to live in the countryside is a step back.
Mm. Okay, so, sorry, again, to ask you the question, what should we be doing?
What we should be doing is continuing the current planning system that we have, which allows people to choose where they live. Choice is everything in open democracy, but the choices should contain costs that reflect the outcome of those choices. So, for instance, one of the things we should be doing is we should be positively incentivizing, as opposed to punishing, incentivizing people who choose to live in built-up areas. Ideally, developers who are building on brownfield or lands that have been converted from some other use should be positively rewarded for doing so. So when I build myself a house in the middle of a city, I'm avoiding the need for new roads and new services and new schools, and I should be getting tax cuts. I should be getting grants for doing that. That's what we should be doing.
Okay. All right. We will leave it there. Conor Skeehan, Sunday Independent columnist, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Let us know your take. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.